prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who recited Durood e Paak upon me abundantly in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we have truly been blessed with the power to speak. It is a great blessing, mercy, and a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal that we can express our feelings, we can use this tongue to let others know if we want, we can use this tongue and this power to speak to make our life easy, and we can use this tongue to gain pleasure of not only the people around us, but the Creator Supreme, Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is an amazing and beautiful gift. And it is a source of many blessings and mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. But only if it is used in the correct manner. And like a lot of things, if they're used in the correct way, for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then not only do they give you great benefit in this world, but they increase your good deeds and serve as a source of treasure and blessing in the grave and on the Day of Judgment. But if we misuse this gift, we do with it things that it is not made for. Things that we were commanded to not do. Things that were prohibited. Using this tongue, this power to speak against the sunnats of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In ways that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said were wrong. That's where we get into trouble. And one of the gravest sins, as we've discussed over the previous episodes, is backbiting. And why? Because what it does is it tears the very fabric of the society we live in. Islamic society is based on a principle of love, affection, mercy, and brotherhood. And what backbiting does is it fills the hearts with enmity, with hatred, with jealousy, and gradually it takes people apart. It breaks up brother from brother, sister from sister, parents from children, friends, neighbors from each other, and in effect tears up the whole fabric of society, causing problems. Nobody trusts anybody else. Everybody is busy backbiting against others. Everybody thinks everybody else is the enemy. And all of this evil arises from misuse of this tongue and this power to speak. Now what Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with was this beautiful gift of speech. And what it was to be used for was to be nice to others, to spread love and affection, to make your life blissful, to help make others' life good and be merciful to others. Spend it in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend it with recitation upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spend this tongue and this power to speak, reciting the glorious Quran, reciting Naat-e Paak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking in nice words with your parents. and speaking in nice words with those around you. But, unfortunately, rather than use this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, this treasure that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, this amazing quality of being able to express our inner desires, instead of using this to gain the great statuses and elevations that were ordained for us, unfortunately, we have misused this to go into the depths of darkness. We have made our life miserable. We have made our life difficult. We have made our mind and soul darkened by misusing this tongue and this power to speak. We often rebuke others behind their back. We often talk about others, and in it lies a little bit of pleasure. But that little bit of satisfaction of the nafs is actually just the tip of what is really happening. In actual fact, what we are doing is destroying all our good deeds. In actual fact, what we are doing is destroying our hereafter. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummat sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has said, "Backbiter and talebearer and the one who tries to find faults of pious people will be resurrected looking like dogs on the Day of Judgment." Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what a grave and horrific warning for those who backbite and look for faults in others. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has said, "Remember that all will be resurrected from their graves in human form." So everybody on the Day of Judgment will come out of their graves in human form. But some people's faces will be changed in the Day of Reckoning. And then they will be made to resemble various animals depending on what deeds they had done. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, not only does backbiting cause us difficulties in this world and causes us embarrassment and shame and disrespect, but in the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, when the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal is there and you rise from your grave, if you are somebody who regularly enjoys this little sweetness that this backbiting has, when you're with your mates, when you're with your family, and you talk about other people negatively backbiting them, then be prepared for a very difficult day. A day which is no doubt a day of accountability, a day of great terror for the sinful ones. And it is a day of great difficulties and problems and calamities. And you are adding to that day by backbiting and making it worse for yourself. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is a small piece of meat that Allah Azza wa Jalla has caged between our teeth. Have you ever thought about the way that the Creator Supreme has made the tongue and then placed over it these 30 plus teeth? Isn't that a signal that you should be guarding this piece of meat in your mouth? And then placed over it lips so that they can remain closed. Again, controlling this piece of meat in your mouth. Allahu Akbar. If one was to think about it very carefully, this isn't happened by accident. It is a sign for the men of understanding that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed this tongue in your mouth, has given you the power to speak, but has put over it this cage to signal to you that this is a very powerful tool. It is a tool which can lead you to Jannah if used correctly, but it is a tool which can send you to the depths of hell if used in the wrong way. Allahu Akbar. This is a gift, no doubt. The right use of this gift will mean that your life on this earth is blissful. Good use of this tongue and control of it will mean that the peace and tranquility that people look for everywhere will come to you automatically. If you learn to control your tongue, you will be considered wise. If you operate your tongue when it is necessary, having thought about what you're going to say, you will be classed as a wise man. If you control the tongue and use it in the good way, it will seldom get you into trouble. If you control your tongue and apply the spiritual lock on your tongue, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatullah Aliyah says, Kufle Madina. If you apply this, just think how blissful your life becomes. How many times, even in the last 6 months, have we got into great difficulty because of misuse of this tongue? If we sat down and started to write out every time that we got into difficulty because something we had said was wrong, or the backbiting that we had done, we'd fill page after page after page. And all this has an effect on your mind, your intellect, your spiritual being, your peace, your tranquility. And a lot of brothers, they ask, you know, I pray my salah, I recite the Quran, but I can't find that peace and tranquility. Why can't I find that? Why can't I find the humbleness and sincerity in my salah? Where is the khushu and khuzu? Where is it all going? What is the problem? I can't understand it. The problem is that your backbiting and tale-telling and finding faults in others has taken the spirituality away from you. It has taken that peace and tranquility and destroyed it. How can you prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal if our heart is full of enmity, jealousy, hatred and backbiting towards others? How can you reap the rewards of salah if you spend your days and nights backbiting others? Allahu Akbar. Those who do this, laying false blame against others, they often open up bigger roads of sin and they get lost. And they are those who are traveling towards the fire of hell. And the worst thing that happens to them, if they continue upon this path, the scholars write, is that they may, at the time of death, lose their iman. Allahu Akbar. This is how severe this is. The problem, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, is this. That in the society that we live in, because over centuries this has gradually become part and parcel of what we do, when we're sat with our friends, when we're sat with our mates, when we're sat with our family members, we have to talk about a third person to make it enjoyable. We have come to accept it as being okay. We know in our hearts that it is wrong. But we enjoy the moment, and that momentary pleasure will not last. If you sit in a majlis, in a gathering, with say a few friends, and you talk about the person who's not there, and you backbite him, and you slander him, and you say things against him, and the others may laugh at what you say, and you think, yes, I'm the man, I've made everybody laugh, and the third person, he's been insulted, and you think you've done something, and you're proud of it. Allahu Akbar. You don't know what you've done. What you've actually done is destroyed your good deeds. What you've actually done is destroyed your peace and tranquility. What you've actually done is closed the doors to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. What you've actually done is been ungrateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. What you have actually done is darkened your grave. And what you have actually done is destroyed your akhirah. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. It's time to think. We were born for a purpose. We were born to serve Allah Azza wa Jal in accordance with the teachings of His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. When we were born naturally, even if as children and as young adults, we picked up the wrong habits, once we gained an understanding, it was incumbent upon us to learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn that these things are major sins and to avoid them. Today, if you're listening to me, you're still alive. Today is the opportunity to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today is the opportunity to change your ways. Why use this tongue in the wrong way to destroy your world, your grave and your hereafter? When you've used the same tongue in a positive way, then there are amazing rewards. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, for those who invite to the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, who used this tongue for inviting towards good and forbidding evil. Let me relate to you a beautiful narration. In Muqashfatul Qulub, it is noted that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Azza wa Jal, "Ya Allah, what is the reward for the one who enjoins his brother towards good and forbids evil?" Allah Azza wa Jal replied, "For every phrase, I grant him the reward of a year's worship, and I get haya in sanctioning him to the torment of the fire of hell." Allahu Akbar. Every word that he speaks, every phrase that he speaks, the reward of 1 year's worship. Allahu Akbar. And we could speak thousands of phrases inviting towards good. You sat in your home, it's time for salah, there are 10 people there, and you say, "Come on, let's go and pray salah." Has everybody prayed their salah? That is inviting to good. And with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you've invited 10 people. You will get the reward for inviting 10 people. And then when they do get up and pray salah, you get the reward for the salah they read. Their reward isn't reduced, but you get reward for that as well. All because you use this gift and this piece of flesh in your mouth to invite towards good. You didn't use it for backbiting. You had friends and mates who were on the wrong way. And you said, "Look, we are Muslims. This is not the way of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And yes, some of them will say, "Oh, don't talk like that. Leave us to it." But you still get the reward even if they don't accept it. If they don't accept your advice, you are still rewarded for giving that advice. And if they accept it, even more reward comes your way. This is the power of this tongue. The blessings of polite words. Allahu Akbar. Good character is a great asset to have. Politeness, staying away from other people's fault finding, abstaining from this sin, always thinking good of people, it changes a person's character. A lot of the time, we live in beautiful mansions. We have in front of us great orchards of fruit and flowers. But yet, because our mind is dirty and full of enmity and hatred and jealousy towards others, we don't see these great gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because it's a punishment for having an unclean heart. That you'll have everything and you'll think you've got nothing. And when you start to purify your heart, and the fundamental step in that is protecting this tongue from backbiting, then protecting the heart from having bad thoughts about others, you will start to see that this gloom and mist starts to disappear. And suddenly the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shine forth. And then you start to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's a beautiful spiral. And the cleaner your heart becomes, the more you appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you see the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you see the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, the stronger you become in faith and in your deeds, and the stronger you become in salah and in your recitation of the Quran and through the Paak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a fundamental ingredient was protecting the tongue and cleaning the heart. Your efforts in this regard will go a long way. They will help clean up your life, and they will give you a life of piety, taqwa, righteousness, and peace and tranquility. Your life will become blissful. Why? Because you've taken all the negativity out. If somebody has done something wrong, there is no justification for you to go and spread it to others. Leave it. You're not going to be held accountable for the other person. Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to question you about their deeds. You are going to be questioned about your deeds. And that's where, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have to protect ourselves. No matter what he does, what she does, they aren't coming back. Even if they fire arrows directly at you, or some third person says, "He said something about you," usually that's our trigger Don't let it trigger you. But say, for the sake of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am not going to reply to that. Even if it's true, I'm going to ignore it and I will be rewarded. Today, if somebody said to you that the next time you find out that somebody has backbitten against you, like the narrations we heard of the great Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, who used to send gifts to those who used to backbite against them, because you say, well, you've given all your good deeds and you've taken our sins. Like those great thinkers of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, next time you have that opportunity, think, this is a golden chance for me. It may not come in my life again. Somebody has come to me and they've told me that that person has backbitten against me, has said bad things against me. Now, I can say something back, but I'm going to be punished for it. But if I'm patient, if I forgive him for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and if I don't reply, my reward will be with blessings in this world, light in the grave, and respect on the Day of Judgment. And that is greater than anything you could have ever said. This is why the great scholars, the great Sahaba Ikram, if you read their lives, whenever they were told somebody was backbiting against them, they had a very wise reply. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is told, somebody has said these faults about you. And he said, those are only some of my faults. Allah Azza wa Jalla has hidden the others. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Madani thinking. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what we need to do is develop a Madani mindset to change our ways. Now, if there are old habits and they've been going on for years and years and years, it's not easy to break those chains overnight. What you have to do is change your habits. And this is where the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami comes in. Why? Because if you watch Madani channel regularly, if you attend the Thursday Ijtamaz of Dawat Islami, if you travel in the Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami, if you join the Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes, or if you watch the Madani Muzakras of Amiri Al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, and what destiny, what kismet for the one who adopts all of these, you will see that because of this pious environment of Dawat Islami, you will start to hate backbiting. You will start to hate lying. You will develop an eagerness to increase your good deeds. And this is what the scholars have said over the centuries. That if a person wants to change, it is very difficult to change in isolation. What you need to do is change your environment. Change your friends. Change your environment. And you will be able to change. We often say, I want to give up my old habits. But I'm not prepared to give up my old friends, my old ways, and my old habits. I want to change, but I don't want to give up anything. It doesn't work that way. If you are with the right people, you will develop the right Madani mindset. Let me give you an example. You sat with your normal mates, and suddenly one of them is not there, and you start to backbite and take the mickey out of him and ridicule him, and everybody's having a laugh and a joke, and everybody's encouraging you, and everybody else is backbiting, and you're listening to their backbiting, and suddenly you've had a 1 hour session where you've walked away with a sack of bad deeds. Now, if you were with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the Islamic brothers, what Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has trained the Islamic brothers to do is to watch out for backbiting. And as soon as somebody starts to go down the path, they say, let's change the topic. Don't talk about that. Let's talk about Medina. I was in a Madani Mashra. It was a conference that was taking place. And alhamdulillah, we were blessed with a Rukne Shura, somebody from the cabinet of Dawat Islami, the senior cabinet. And they, one of the brothers was just about to walk down this path of talking about somebody else. And in a beautiful way, this Rukne Shura, this senior brother of Dawat Islami, he said, forget it, don't talk about others. Why do you want to talk about others when we can talk about Medina? Let's talk about Medina. And he changed the subject to talk about the streets of Medina and the beautiful Gumbad-e Khazra Sharif. How beautiful is that? This is the environment of Dawat Islami. If you start to spend time in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, if you send the Islamic sisters to the beautiful Islamic sisters gatherings in Dawat Islami, what that will do is that it will bring in your household a madani mindset to stay away from these sins. It will create an awareness of how dangerous these sins are, and then it will, your children will be running around the house saying, Ghibat ke khilaf jung jari rahegi. The war against backbiting will continue, inshallah azza wa jal. This is the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami helps to prepare you for that dark and lonely grave. It helps you to prepare your book of deeds for the day of accountability. Allahu Akbar. We are reminded time and time again that this world is only a short period of time. It is an exam room. You are here to learn something, to gather something, and to get ready for an exam. And when you're in your grave, you'll be asked some questions. And those questions will determine what happens to you. Today, we forget that. Just because we suspect that somebody has backbitten against us, we start to use our tongue in a foul way against them. Just because today we suspect that maybe a family member has done black magic, today we leave all the rules we learnt in relation to politeness and mercy and kindness, and we become harsh and we tear them apart without a shred of evidence. Allahu Akbar. Today we blame others. As soon as a calamity hits us, as soon as a problem comes, we don't say, "How did I miss a salah? Did I read the Quran? Did I disobey Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did I commit backbiting? Did I stop lying? No. Maybe those things is why I'm facing this calamity." We don't do that anymore. What we say is, "Pata nahi kisi ne jadoo kar diya. I think somebody's cast a spell on me, and that's why this calamity has hit me." That's where the shaitan has got you wrapped up. Because next, "Oh, it must have been him or her. She's done it." And that's where we fall into difficulty. And then that waswasa, that whisper of the shaitan, initially is a whisper that that person has cast a spell on me, has done jadu upon me. And then over a few days, the shaitan repeats that thought in your head again and again and again, and tries to give you little bits of snippets of evidence. "Oh yeah, he was looking at me in that way, she looked at me in that way, therefore it must be her." And within a week, you have almost determined and written the judgment saying that is the person to blame for your calamity. You were supposed to look at yourself when it come. This problem that had come may have been a test for you to change your ways. This difficulty that had arisen may have been a lesson for you to learn. May have been Allah Azza wa Jal saying, "I created you for a specific purpose. And that purpose was to obey me. Why are you lost in this world?" And yet, by that very difficulty arising, what have we done? Instead of turning to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go deeper into the depths of darkness of sin. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Sheikh Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah alayhi said, "Mercy turns away from a gathering where there are three things: worldly talk, excessive laughter, and backbiting against people." If today there is a lack of mercy in your house, today there is no peace and tranquility, ask yourself, "Do I backbite? Do I speak to the mother of my children and talk about third people? Do I backbite in front of my children? Do my children come and backbite in front of me? Is that the environment I've got in my home?" Because if it is, then you are closing the doors to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for what gain? Nothing apart from destruction of your book of deeds, your peace, your tranquility, and the enjoyment of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, and the darkness of your grave. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think that this gift Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me is very precious. It can mean the difference between right going to Jannah and wrong going to the fire of hell. Just clear your heart and mind. Stop your tongue from lying and backbiting. Keep it moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then watch and reap the rewards. Peace and tranquility will return to you. Mercy will descend upon you. Blessings will be expanded for you. Your children will become pious. Your family environment will become beautiful. And your grave will light up. But it's up to us. We need to change our environment. We need to change our ways. We need to change who we are. And we need to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all the times that we have backbitten against anybody. But that's not enough. The scholars write that you have to apologize to the one you have backbitten as well. And if that person has passed away, then ask for forgiveness for that person. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's easier to apologize to that person today than to be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. Today, let's start to control this piece of flesh. Let's make our lives beautiful by using our tongue for beautiful words. Enter the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Become a Muballigh of Dawat Islami. If you like to talk, present the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to those around you by giving dars at home and in the masajid. Give neki ki dawat, give the invitation to righteousness to whoever you see. Try and stop people from doing the wrong thing and acting against the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that way, gain great reward from this piece of flesh and this power that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the ability to protect our tongue, to clear our hearts, and give us the blessings both in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise. Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise.